creation is a secondary function performed by a part of a part of a part of his expansion with his eyes half closed. Like we say in this world, when people think there's something, they go, I can do that with my eyes closed. Yeah, you can do that with your eyes closed. But it's generally an expression. I can do this with my eyes closed. You can do those kind of things, or maybe not. Mahavishnu generates innumerable universes out of his pores with his eyes half closed, half asleep. He's lying in yoga nidra with his eyes half closed, half asleep, and his glance is personified as Shambhu Shiva, full of the sum total of jivas, and they're impregnated in the material nature. While he's doing this, what? So in his outward going breath, 150 trillion years, innumerable universes appear. He can do it with his eyes closed. While Krishna's playing with the gopas and gopis and Vrindavan, that's beauty over power. There are many examples of beauty over power. Krishna over Ramachandra, Krishna over Vishnu. The ultimate conception of the ultimate reality is beauty. And as Guru Maharaj says there, beauty is the ultimate controlling principle. So the Mahavishnu steals that Brahmin's boy. Why? We find out in the Bhagavatam. He wants to see Krishna, the beauty of Krishna. How to get Krishna to come? He stole the boy and he's keeping him there. You think such a cruel thing to do? And Krishna and Arjuna go through all the layers of the universe and then he's saying, I just wanted to see your beauty, my Lord. Should we think Vishnu is not beautiful? Inconceivably beautiful? But what was the sloka of the day? Sarva bhuta chamatkara lila kala lavaradi atulya madura prema mandita priyamandala tri jagan manasa karshi murali kala kujita. Kujita. And it sounds very beautiful. Murali, Krishna's flute. Murali kala kujita. Tri jagan manasa karshi murali kala kujita vish. Mahapita, what is it? Asaman Ordva Rupa Sri. Asaman Ordva, no one equals his beauty. Not Vishnu, not Rama, not Dwaraka Krishna. Dwaraka Krishna sees a picture and says, it was so beautiful when I was younger in Vrindavan. Like in this world. And someone says, oh. I told my cousin, who's my age, she told my mom, I won't say her age, because somehow over the years, there's like 10 years separating us, even though we were born in the same year. Anyway, she said to my mother, looking at, and my mom is 93, she doesn't mind me saying that. But so my cousin said to her, Aunt Rose, let's look at some pictures when we used to look good. When we used to be beautiful. So Krishna also has a version of that. We say, oh, I was so beautiful in Vrindavan. Now these days, maybe put on a little weight in Dwaraka. It's hard to say. Or he sees his own beauty and a jeweled column and says, who is so beautiful that now I'm starting to feel the same feelings as Radhika? So even Krishna is enamored by his own beauty. Asama Nordva Rupa Sri. The Rupa. Rupa means form and Rupa means beauty. Rupa Sri. Sri Rupa.